Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Friday praised the effective and transparent execution of the Ramadan Relief Package 2025, directing authorities to adopt this model for future government schemes. The Prime Minister chaired a meeting to assess the implementation of the package, acknowledging the contributions of the government's core team and supporting institutions. Under the Ramadan Relief Package, a digital wallet was introduced for the first time, ensuring transparent and efficient distribution of funds to beneficiaries. The initiative was rolled out nationwide, including in Gilgit-Baltistan and Azad Jammu and Kashmir. The Premier commended institutions like the State Bank of Pakistan, SBP, Benazir Income Support Program, BISP, Pakistan Telecommunication Authority, PTA, and the National Database and Registration Authority, NADRA, for ensuring the transparency of the process. The meeting also discussed the complaints received during the implementation of the package, with a focus on incorporating feedback into future planning. It was reported that 79% of the allocated funds had been distributed to the beneficiaries. A total of 2,224 employees were deployed to handle the distribution, while urgent action was taken to resolve 1,273 complaints. Additionally, a wide-reaching awareness campaign was carried out through robocalls, outbound calls, SMS messages, and call center operations. This outreach effort included 6.2 million robocalls, 178,700 outbound calls, and 6.1 million SMS messages. In total, 1.9 million digital payments were made, with 951,191 digital wallets being used, marking a key step towards Pakistan's vision of becoming a digital nation. The program also reached 823,653 women and 2,541 persons with disabilities. The meeting was attended by various federal ministers, including Ahsan Iqbal, Rana Tanveer Hussain, Ahad Khan Chima, Atala Tarar, and Shaza Fatima Khawaja, along with Special Assistant to the Prime Minister Haroon Akhtar, State Bank Governor Jameel Ahmad, and officials from relevant private companies.